USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration said Thursday Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has immunity in a lawsuit filed against him due to his high office. The lawsuit is about the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The immunity was discovered in a lawsuit by Jamal's fiancée. She in turn slammed the Biden administration for its action of immunity. Japan officials are reporting North Korea's military test fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. It was the North Korean military's second ICBM launch, reported this month. We have an update on the student loan debt transfer by President Biden. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is planning to ask the Supreme Court to review its student debt relief plan. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced its plan to ask the court to reverse an injunction which has prevented the debt relief program from moving forward. Six Republican state officials have filed a lawsuit claiming the program is unfair and unconstitutional, and a three-judge panel voted to pause the debt relief while the lawsuit unfolds.
As we wonder how Jay Leno is doing after getting bad burns this week while working on a car, his friend and comedian Tim Allen just got done visiting with Jay Leno on Thursday. He's at the Grossman Burn Center in West Hills, California. Tim tells TMZ Jay's face is going to be okay.
Face looks great. It didn't look all that good to begin with. So this is, no, he's going with the George Clooney look. You're going to be surprised. He's handsome and he's happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him.
USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A law enforcement officer involved in the Uvalde school shooting will retire. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
The Uvalde officer who was leading the city's police department during the hesitant law enforcement response to an elementary school shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers has stepped down. Lieutenant Mariano Parguez, who was already on leave, retired Thursday after 18 years working for the city. His retirement will be immediate, but the city is still processing the paperwork. His retirement comes ahead of a Saturday meeting at which the city council was set to consider firing him.
A 22-year-old Diamond Bar, California man who authorities believe intentionally crashed into a group of jogging law enforcement recruits was released from custody Thursday evening. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said the suspect was only released until investigators can develop more evidence and present a stronger case for prosecutors. Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez will be back in court today. Alabama's execution of a man convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a preacher's wife was called off Thursday, just before the midnight deadline, because state officials were unable to find a vein to inject the lethal drugs. Alabama Department of Corrections prison staff tried for about an hour to get the two required intravenous lines connected to Kenneth Eugene Smith, 57 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.